Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Lamed Zayin. We are holding a Daf Lamed Vavim Beis at the beginning of the new parak, the beginning of the fourth parak of Masechet Zvachim. Today's show is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha, Aleha Shalom. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. So what we're going to talk about today is this parak in general continues the discussion about pigul. So the Mishnah is going to talk about the particular avoda of zrikas hadam. How many zrikos hadam are ma'akev? We know that there are different karbanos that require different amounts of zrikas. Sometimes you need two zrikos, sometimes you need four zrikos. So how many of those are ma'akev? How many of those are absolutely required in order for the karban to be kosher? And that has an impact on when your machshava matters. Meaning if you have a machsheves psul or a machsheves pigul during a zrika that doesn't matter anyway, not doesn't matter, but that doesn't, there's not ma'akev the kapara of the carbon anyway, so then maybe it's not going to be so impactful. But a machsheves psul or a machsheves pigul during a zrika that actually is ma'akev the kashrus of the carbon, so that's going to be that's going to matter a lot more. That's when it's going to really make the carbon pusul or pigul. Then the Gemara is going to, the entire Gemara really today, more or less, is about trying to find a source for the concept that only a single matnas dam is ma'akev. That even though you require multiple matnas dam of the carbon on the mizbeach, if you do just one, then the carbon is kosher. That's already mechaper with just one matnas dam. So the Gemara is going to suggest that the source for that is a pasuk, v'dam zvachecha yishafech. But the Gemara is going to challenge that we have three other needs for that pasuk, that we could find Tanoim that have three other things that they want to learn from that very pasuk of v'dam zvachecha yishafech. The third one is going to be the longest conversation, because it's going to bring us to a machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi about how to darshan the pasuk about Bechor. Is the pasuk in the Torah about Bechor only about Bechor, or is it really about other karbanos as well? And there are several ramifications of that, and that's going to lead us into a little bit of a discussion about why it is that we're not makriv the temura of a meiser and of a meiser behema and karban Pesach. That's going to relate to that Bechor discussion. And then, after showing why v'dam zvachecha yishafech is a valid source for the idea that only one matnas dam is necessary, at least according to some tanaim, the Gemara is going to then come up with an alternate source that only one matnas dam is ma'akev, that you don't need more than one in order to achieve the kapara of the karban. And then at the end of the daf, at the two dots toward the bottom of Amud Beis, two-thirds down the page, and on, the Gemara is going to start the sugya of Yeshem Lamikra, Yeshem Lamasaris, about how we derive the halachos when the Torah spells something one way and you're supposed to pronounce it a different way. Do we follow the pronunciation or do we follow the spelling? And obviously many ramifications of that in different areas of Torah, but we start with Zrika, that's why it appears over here, but it applies to Tefillin and to other things and to walls of a sukkah and many, many other areas of halacha. Okay, so let's begin with the beginning of the fourth parak of Maseches Zvachim. So as we've already discussed, if a person has a machshava, and machshava doesn't just mean a thought in their head, but it is a verbalized thought while doing one of the avodas adam, that they want to have an achila of the karban chutz l'makomo, the karban is pasul. If they have a machshava that they want to do an achila of the karban chutz l'zmano, the karban is worse than pasul, it's pigul. But the basic rule was that if the karban has a psul, then a machsheves pigul is not going to make it pigul. Then the karban is only going to be pasul. Now, most karbanos that are brought on the mizbeach hachitzon require two zrikos dam on the mizbeach. Karban chatos requires four zrikos dam on the mizbeach, on the four karnos hamizbeach. So what if you didn't do all of that? You didn't do both matnos dam that most karbanos require, or you didn't do all four matnos dam that a chatos requires. What is the bare minimum? Beishamei omrim kol anitanon hamizbeach hachitzon, any karban that requires a matan dam on the mizbeach hachitzon, own. Shenasan b'matana achas kiper. If you do even just a single zrikas adam on the mizbeach, it achieves kapara l'chadchili. You're supposed to do two, but if you do just one, the carbon is going to be kosher. All carbonos except for a chatas, you do it al yidei kli. When you throw the dam on the mizbeach, you have the dam in a kli and you fling it toward the mizbeach. But whereas when it comes to a chatas, you actually stick your finger in the dam and press it onto the mizbeach. So that's another difference between chatas and other kabbarnas. So whereas all other kabbarnas on the mizbeach chitzar only need two matnos dam, chatas requires four matnos dam. But even how we do the matnos dam is different between other kabbarnas and chatas. But Beis Shammai says all other kabbarnas, when you do just a single matnas dam, it's already mechaper. It already achieves what the carbon needs to achieve on behalf of the bailim. Ubechatos, when it comes to a carbon chatos, which requires four matnas dam, shtei matanos. Beis Shammai holds that two matanos are ma'akev. One is not good enough. We obviously hold like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel omrim av chatos shenusan matanach as kiper. Beis Hillel says no distinction. All other carbonos and chatos, anything that requires matnas dam on the mizbeach hachitzon, yeah, there are different numbers of matnas dam that are going to be required for a chatas and for other karbanos, but b'di'evan, what's ma'akev? Only one matnas dam, whether it be a chatas, whether it be any other karban. So that's the shita of Beis Hillel, that even chatas, matana achas, is enough to achieve kapara. Lifichach, once you're going to tell me that matana achas is enough to achieve kapara, what you've essentially told me is only during that first matnas dam are there very high stakes, right? Once you're past that first matnas dam, it's not so critical anymore. And therefore, im nasanas rishona ketikna, if you did the first matnas dam properly with no machsheves pigul, no machsheves psul, ve'es ha-shnia chutzas mana, and then by the time you got to the next matnas dam, which wasn't necessary to begin with, it's only a din l'chadchila to even do it at all, and you did the second matnas dam with a machsheves pigul, kiper. The carbon is valid. The carbon is mechaper for the bailim because it was already mechaper with the first matnas dam. So since the second matnas dam and the third matnas dam and the fourth matnas dam by echatas, but the second matnas dam by all carbonos is not really super necessary, an invalidating machshava will not invalidate the carbon. Now, Svasemis points out, you should go back and do the matnas dam properly, right? Meaning you should get some more dam and do it properly without a machshava spigul, because it may not invalidate the carbon, but it invalidates that matnas dam, right? That second matnas dam that you did with the machsheves pigul is not a valid matnas dam. So if you want to do it right, go back and get some more dam and do the second matnas dam over again, but it does not invalidate the carbon. Pigul, the chayav nalav kares. And not only that, if you did the first matnas dam with the machsheves pigul, and then the second matnas dam with the machsheves psul, normally if you do one avodah with the machsheves pigul and another avodah with the machsheves psul, it's not pigul, because it's not karva matir kumitzvaso, that not everything else was done properly. There was another invalidating factor. But if it's the two matnas dam, you did the first matnas dam with the machsheves pigul, the second matnas dam with the machsheves psul, we ignore the machshava you had on the second matnas dam, because the second matnas dam didn't really matter. It's only a din l'chadchila. It was not ma'akev the karban, and therefore it's not going to have the capacity to undo the pigul status of the karban. That's as far as the mizbeach hachitzon is concerned. Kol anitanin al mizbeach haprimi, any karbanos that you put the dam, that you're supposed to put the dam on the mizbeach haprimi, which karbanos do you put the dam on the mizbeach haprimi? So a lot of Yom Kippur stuff, right? Meaning some others, but mostly Yom Kippur karbanos. You have the par in the seir of Yom Kippur, also the par koin Mashiach, the par helim davar shel tzibur. So all of those require matnas dam in the mizbeach hapnimi, and all of them require arba matnas dam on the four karnos of the mizbeach hapnimi. Mizbeach hapnimi is a much smaller mizbeach, and you don't have to move very much to do the four matnas dam. The par in the seir of Yom Kippur don't only require four matnas dam on the mizbeach hapnimi, right? When we achas, achas, viachas, right? That's all matnas dam that are being done. So the part in the seer of Yom Kippur requires seven hazaos on the gag hamizbeach, other than the ones that that are on the Karnas HaMizbeach, and another 8 Hazaos, Achas L'mayla V'shev L'mata, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Keneged the Kapores, and Achas L'mayla V'shev L'mata, in the Ol Moed, Keneged HaParoches. And the Parkoy Mashiach, Parom Dover Shel Zibur, requires 7 Hazaos, Keneged HaParoches, and all of that's Makev also, meaning there are lots of Matnas Dam, just 4 on the Mizbeach, on the Karnas HaMizbeach, but then lots of other Matnas Dam with many of these Karbanos. So anything that goes in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Shem Chizra Achas Min HaMatanos Kili Lo Kiper, if you're missing any one of those Matnas Dam, not just the ones on the Karnas HaMizbeach, any of the Matnas Dam, then the whole Karban is going to be possible. Ooh, so Lefichach, Nasan Kulin Ketikna, V'Achas Shalo Ketikna, so if you did all of the Matnas Dam properly, with the proper Makshavs, and one with the Makshavs Chutzum Komer, Makshavs Chutzum Mana, Psula, the whole thing's going to be possible, because every single one is a highly sensitive Matnas Dam. Unlike on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, only a single Matnas Dam is Ma'akev. When it comes to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, every Matnas Dam is Ma'akev. So if you have so they're all highly sensitive. You have a Machshavas Psul by any of them is Ma'akev the carbon, but the Inbo Kares. Even though the carbon becomes possible when you do one of the Matanos with a Machshavas Chutzlis Mano, with a Machshavas Pigle, you're not going to be Chayiv Kares for eating from it, because it doesn't actually become Pigle if you only had a Machshavas Pigle by one of the Matnos Dam, because that's what we call that's what we call a Chatzi Matir, that in Mefaglin Bechatzi Matir, that a carbon becomes Pigle when you have a Machshavas Pigle during the entirety of that particular Avodah Sadam. So you had a Machshavas Pigle during the entirety of the Kabbalah Sadam, during the entirety of the Zrika Sadam. But if you're supposed to do, 4 Zrika Sadam, let's say, or more, and you had a Machshavas Pigle only during one of the 4, and they're all Ma'akib, then that's only a Chatzi Matir. So yes, it will ruin the carbon, because you didn't get a kapara with the carbon, but it will not make it pigle. Good, so again, the basic rule we learned in the first half of the Mishnah, that when dealing with the Mizbeach HaChitzon, when dealing with the vast majority of karbanos, only a single Matnas Dam is Ma'akev. The entire daf is about Mehechitesi. How do I know that that's the case? Where do I learn that from? So Tanu Rabbanu, Minayil Nitanu Al Mizbeach HaChitzon Shnosam Matana Achas Shekiper. How do I know that a single Matnas Dam on the Mizbeach HaChitzon is enough to be Mechaper, is enough for the carbon to be kosher? Talmud Lomar, because the Pasuk says, V'dam Zvachecha Yishafech. Yishafech sounds like a single Shvichas Adam. So B'dievel, a single Shvichas Adam is enough to be to achieve kapara. The Chidushei Aran in Masechta Sanhedrin asks, the pasuk of Adam Zvachecha is talking about karbanos that get eaten, because the hemshech of the pasuk is v'habasar tochal. That's how the pasuk continues. So how do I know that a single matnas dam is ma'akev for a karban ola where there is no basar tochal? Maybe it's only for karbanos that v'habasar tochal. So the Ran has somewhat of a fascinating answer. He says it's always v'habasar tochal. It's just that sometimes it's a human being that's eating it, and sometimes it's the mizbeach that's eating it. So every korban is v'habasar tochal, and therefore all the korbanos on the mizbeach HaChitzon, a single matnas dam is ma'akev. So Sfasema says, every korban is v'habasar tochal, but the pasuk says v'asisa olosecha habasar v'adam mizbeach Hashem elkecha, meaning that pasuk is clearly about a korban ola. It's not so that v'habasar tochal meaning that, so when it says v'adam zvachecha yishafech v'habasar tochal, I'm sorry that in the beginning of the pasuk it's mefurish that it's about an ola, because it says v'asisa olosecha, so, and it says that habasar v'adam al mizbeach Hashem elkecha. And then later in the pasuk, it says, "Oh, and there are karbanos where instead habasar tochal." So that tells you that we're talking about other karbanos other than nola, because we already said in the first half of the pasuk that by nola it all goes on the mizbeach, and then we're saying other karbanos are habasar tochal. So says Vasemis, how can you say habasar tochal refers to the ola on the mizbeach? Now the first half of the pasuk was about the ola on the mizbeach. So Vasemis has a different limud, a different way of saying that enochinami, the pasuk of habasar tochal is not about an ola, but we could derive ola from there. But be that as it may, The bottom line, the critical point for this daf is that the phrase "v'dam zvachecha yishafeich" is the source for the idea that only a single matnas dam is ma'akev. So the Gemara is going to challenge and going to say, "Well, wait just a second. We need that pasuk v'dam zvachecha yishafeich to teach me three other dinim. So you better explain where I'm going to learn these three other dinim from if you want to use v'dam zvachecha yishafeich to teach me that only one matnas dam is ma'akev." So first one, v'haylach yudasa is v'dam zvachecha there to teach me that only a single matnas dam is ma'akev. We need v'dam zvachach yishafeich to teach me the din in the following brisa. Minayin l'kol adamim shetu'unim matan dam liyisod. How do I know that all the blood of all of the karbanos that you have left over in the kli after you already do your matnas dam, after you already do your zrikas adam, that you look back in the kli and there's still dam left? How do I know that that dam gets poured on the yisod of the mizbeach, on the base of the Mizbeach? Tamalomar, because the pasuk says v'dam zvachecha yishafeich. It's from that pasuk, v'dam zvachecha yishafeich, that you pour out the remaining dam. So dam zvachecha yishafeich is not about the zrikas adam, it's about what happens after the zrikas adam. That after the zrikas adam, you have extra dam, so you pour it into the yisod ha-mizbeach. So that's what I use v'dam zvachecha yishafeich to teach me. Now all karbanos require matan dam on the yisod and the mizbeach, meaning all karbanos have that extra dam that gets poured into the onto the yisod of the mizbeach. The din of shvichas shirayim is only mentioned in the Torah in one place. It's only mentioned by a korban chatas. It says ves kol dama yishpoch al yisod hamizbeach. But the brisa discusses how I know that it's true of other korbanos as well, and that's what we're deriving from v'dam zvachecha yishafeich. It's only mefurish by korban chatas. So we're saying, oh, how do I know it's true by kolar korbanos? That's from v'dam zvachecha. Now, the implication of Rashi over here, at least, is that when do I pour the rest of the dam into the Yisod HaMizbeach? By all karbanos, when I have extra dam. It sounds like it's incidental, that if you want, you could use all the dam for your Zrika on the Mizbeach, and if you have some extra dam, then you pour it into the Yisod HaMizbeach. Not so clear that that's the case. It could be that there's a din, that Bali Atosos quote such a din later on in the Masechta, that you have to leave some in the kli because you got to do shvichas yisod. It's not just incidental if you happen to have some leftover. Additionally, Tosfos raises the question: how do I learn from here that shvichas shirayim into the yisod applies to all karbanos? Pasuk only says v'dam zvachach yishafeich al mizbach Hashem elokecha. So it doesn't say yisod; it says al mizbach Hashem elokecha. So maybe that's on the kira mizbech. Maybe that's on the wall of the mizbech. Who says that's on the yisod of the mizbech? So Tosfos says, well, by korban chatos, it's mefurish that it's in the yisod of the mizbech. It says it's called the mayishpoch el yisod mizbech. So when it says v'dam zvachach yishafeich, we assume that it's referring to the same place where you pour the dam of a korban chatos. But again, bottom line is very simple gemara so far. The gemara said, how do I know that only a single of the matnos dam is ma'akev from the pasuk v'dam zvachach yishafeich? Ask the gemara. I already used that pasuk for something else. I already used that pasuk to teach me that the leftover dam gets poured on the yisod of the mizbech. So answers the Gemara, the idea that you pour the shiari adam into the yisod of mizbech, nafkele midrabi, does not need the pasuk adam zvachach yishafeich. There's an alternate source where to learn that from. You can learn that from what Rebbe taught. Ditanya, we have a brisa. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe points out that the pasuk says by chatas ha'of va'anishar bedam yimatzei, that the whatever's left over of the dam, you squeeze onto the yisod of the mizbech. She'in tamalomer badam, the Torah doesn't have to say the word badam. The first half of the pasuk was talking about dam, so you could just say vanishar and whatever's left over. I know that we're talking about dam. Umatam lomer badam. Why does it say the word badam again unnecessarily? Matan arba matan dam liyisod. Because I would only know from the pasuk that a korban chatos, which requires four matnas dam on the mizbeach, when you have extra dam, you pour that out into the yisod. Shar dam minayin. How do I know by all other karbanos that when you have extra dam in the kli, that you pour it onto the yisod of the mizbech? Tamalomar Vanishar Badam Yimatsei Shain Tamalomar Badam Matamalomar Badam Limit al Kol Adam Shinitan Matan Shetun Matan Damim Liso. That tells me about all other kabanos that you pour the extra dam into the Yisod of the Mizbech. So since this din of Shvicha Shirayim into the Yisod could be derived from a different pasuk that frees up the pasuk of Adam Zalachach Yishafech to teach what we wanted it to teach, that only a single matnasdam is that only that when it comes to the Zrika, only a single matnasdam is ma'akev. So it says, that din could be derived from somewhere else. But there's a second din that it seems that we learned from Adam Zalachach Yishafech. Va'akati lahach yudasa. Still is the pasuk of Adam Zalachach Yishafech. Remember, there are going to be three in total. So this is number two. Is the pasuk of Adam Zalachach Yishafech really teaching me that only matanachas is ma'akev? I need Vidam Zvechach Yishafech to teach me the din in the following Braisa. So the Braisa discusses the difference between Zrika Sadam and Shvicha Sadam. That some Karbanos require Zrika Sadam by Karban Ola and Shlamim and Asham and Bechar. The Torah uses the word Zrika. V'zorku Esadam al Mizbeach Saviv. V'zorku B'nei Aron HaKohanim Esadam al Mizbeach Saviv. Right, that word pops up by all of those Karbanos. So the Lashon of Zrika makes it sound like you're at some distance from the Mizbeach. So you're holding it in the Kli and you're like flinging it toward the Mizbeach from some distance. Shvicha sounds like you're right next to the Mizbeach, right near the Yisod of the Mizbeach, and you're pouring it gently on the wall of the Mizbeach. So the Braisa says, Minayin l'nitan b'zrika, shenisanin b'shvicha, that yatsa, so tamadomar v'dam zvachach yishofech. How do I know that if you take a dam that requires zrika, meaning that requires you to stand at some distance from the Mizbeach, and instead you stand right next to the Mizbeach, and you pour it benachas, you pour it gently on the mizbeach, that you yotzei the carbon is kosher. That's what I learned from Vidam Zvachach Yishafech. That all zvachim that are done b'shvicha, you're still yotzei. Ooh, so if that's what I need to, if that's what Vidam Zvachach Yishafech is teaching me, then I don't have a limud that a matantam, that a single matantam is ma'akev. So answers the Gemara, the Tana of the Braisa that learns from Vidam Zvachach Yishafech, that only Matanachas is Ma'akev, does not need this pasuk to tell me that with all Karbanos, Shvicha is good enough. Because Savalak Rabbi Akiva, Dharma lo Zrika b'chal Shvicha v'lo Shvicha b'chal Zrika. This Tana, the Tana that we quoted, that learns from Vidam Zvachach Yishafech, that only Matanachas is Ma'akev, holds that it's not true that Shvicha works for all Karbanos. Lo Shvicha b'chal Zrika, lo Zrika b'chal Shvicha. This Tana holds like Rabbi Akiva, that Shvicha does not work on Karbanos that require Zrika. And therefore, Vidam Zvachach Yishafech is freed up to teach what we wanted to learn from it, which is that only Matana Achas is Ma'akev. Once we mention this Shita of Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara elaborates, where do we find such a Shita? And what exactly is the Nekudas HaMachlokas over here of whether your Yotzei Zrika by doing a Shvicha? So, but a little background to the limud on erev Pesach every year we bring a carbon Pesach, right? When we have a basic mix, we bring a carbon Pesach. Now, in order to bring a carbon Pesach, every single member of the group on that carbon Pesach has to eat at least a kezayis of the carbon Pesach. But oftentimes the group is so large that you're going to have just barely a kezayis, or maybe a little more than a kezayis for everybody to eat. So everyone's going to be hungry, and you're supposed to eat carbon Pesach ala sova. People are supposed to be satiated. So along with the Karban Pesach, they would bring a Chagiga Sarba Asar. They would bring another Karban Chagiga together with it, and they would eat it prior to the Karban Pesach as a way of filling their stomach a little bit so that they're able to eat the Karban Pesach ala sova. Now, eating Karbanos is a mitzvah. So just like we make a bracha of ala chilas matzah and a bracha of ala chilas marar, so there's a bracha of Asher Kedushan Mitzvah Vitzivanu lechol ha-Pesach. A bracha Asher Kedushan Mitzvah Vitzivanu on the Chagiga lechol. They each get their own bracha. So Ditnan, we have a Mishnah, Maseches Pesachim, at the very end of Maseches Pesachim, Birich, Birchas HaPesach, Potter Shel Zevach. If you made the bracha of Lechol HaPesach, of Asher Kishom Tzosav Yisvanu, Lechol HaPesach, you don't need a separate bracha on the Zevach. That patters you from the Zevach. Now the obvious question is, as the Tzlach points out in Maseches Pesachim, Pesach comes last, right? Meaning, how could you have had a bracha on the Pesach first and then on the Zevach? That's not the way it's supposed to work. Ein maftirin achara Pesach afikomen. The last time in your mouth has to be from the Pesach. So the Tzlach is medayik from the Rambam. It's not much of a deal. The Rambam says pretty explicitly that you don't have to have the Chagiga and then the Pesach. You can have a bite of Chagiga, a bite of Pesach, a bite of Chagiga, back and forth. The last bite has to be from the Pesach. Ein maftirin achar Pesach afikom means that the last taste in your mouth, the last time that's in your mouth, has to be from the Karban Pesach. So it could be that you start with Pesach, and then you'll eat some Chagiga, and then you'll finish with Pesach. So that's what we're talking about over here. A person made a bracha, a birch mitzvah, on achilas ha-Pesach, it paters a shel zevach, but if you made a bracha on the zevach, lo pater as ha-Pesach, div Rabbi Shmuel. That's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Rabbi Akiva omer, lo zo pater zo, v'lo zo pater zo. The bracha of the zevach does not pater the bracha on the Pesach, nor does the bracha on the Pesach pater the bracha on the Zevach. So the Gemara assumes, what is the Nekudas HaMachlokes? The Nekudas HaMachlokes is Shvicha B'chal Zrika and Zrika B'chal Shvicha. What does one have to do with the other? Bracha on the Zevach, bracha on the Pesach, Shvicha, Zrika, what does one have to do with the other? So Rabbi Shmuel holds, Zrika is B'chal Shvicha, and that which you that which should require a Zrika, that instead you do a Shvicha, you Yotze, and therefore the bracha that's on the Pesach, which is a shvicha karban, patras bracha on the zevach, which is a zrika karban. Meaning, since these two karbanos are, one is a shvicha karban, one is a zrika karban, so the question really revolves around one thing. Do we view them as the same category? If you view them as the same category, well then shvicha will work even on the karban that you're supposed to do as zrika. And the bracha on one will work for the other, because it's basically the same karban. But shvicha is not b'chal zrika, so that which requires shvicha, and you instead did zrika, you're not going to be yotzei. And therefore, the bracha on the zevach, which is a zrika karban, will not work for the pesach, which is a shvicha karban. So it's a one-way street. It doesn't work in both directions, according to Rabbi Shmuel. But Rabbi Kiva holds, Shvicha zein b'chal zrika, Zrika zein b'chal shvicha. If the Torah requires zrika, do not do shvicha, it will not work. If the Torah requires shvicha, do not do zrika, it will not work. And therefore, if you make a bracha on the zevach, it will not cover the Pesach. You make a bracha on the Pesach, it will not cover the zevach. So they do not cover one another. So bottom line is that the Tana holds like Rabbi Akiva, that if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, you do not need the pasuk of Adam Zvachecha Yishafeich to tell me that Shvicha always works, because that's not true. According to Rabbi Akiva, Shvicha does not always work, and therefore, V'dam Zvachecha Yishafeich is free to teach what we wanted to learn from it. What did we want to learn from V'dam Zvachecha Yishafeich? That only Matana Achas is Ma'akev. And now, finally, the third challenge. Says the Gemara, there's a third limud from V'dam Zvachecha Yishafeich, a third alternate limud from V'dam Zvachecha Yishafeich. Akati Lachi Vodasa. Still, you want to tell me V'dam Zvachecha Yishafeich tells me that a matana achas is ma'akev the carbon, that only one of the matnas dam is ma'akev the kashrus of the carbon? I mean, by lilichat tanya, don't we need the pasuk for a different limud that the Brisa teaches? Rabbi Shmuel Omer, mitok shenemar, from the fact that it says by a bechor, ach b'chor shor, o b'chor kesev, o b'chor eiz. And the pasuk continues, as damam tizrok al mizbeach, v'eschelbam taktir ishe reich nichoach l'Hashem, that you throw the dam on the mizbeach and you burn the fats of the b'chor, l'manu l'b'chor sheton matan dam v'emurim l'gabi mizbeach. The pasuk is explicit that for a b'chor, you have to the animal that's a b'chor, it's a type of korban, that the b'chor behema Torah is brought as a korban, that it requires a matan dam and a burning of the emurim on the mizbeach. But Meiser Pesach Minayin, how do I know that Meiser Behema and that a carbon Pesach that it also requires Matan Dam and the Mizbech and burning the Emurim and the Mizbech? So Tamal Omar, V'dam Zvachach Yishafech. That's what I learned from V'dam Zvachach Yishafech. That all Zvachim are like a Bechor in that it requires Matan Dam and the Mizbech and Haksaras Emurim and the Mizbech. So since I need the Pasuk V'dam Zvachach Yishafech to teach me that, it's no longer free to teach me that only one matan dam is ma'akev, which is what I wanted to learn from v'dams v'chach yishafech. So says Gemara, now the Tana of the Brisa that learns from v'dams v'chach yishafech that only one matana is ma'akev, only one matnas dam is ma'akev, will not require the pasuk to teach me that Meiser Behem and Karban Pesach also require matnas dam. Savlak Rabbi Yossi Aglili, because he holds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili that the din of matan damim by Meiser Behem and Karban Pesach is derived from elsewhere. Did Tanya, we have a Brisa. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Rabbi Yossi Aglili points out that the pasuk says about a Bechor, right? Ach Bechor Shor, or Bechor Kesa, Bechor Ez, etc. Zom Tizukam Zeus Kalbun Taktir, Damolo Neemar, the very pasuk about Bechor itself does not say Damo, throw its dam on the Mizbech, Ela Damam. It all of a sudden switches to plural that their dam, Chelbolo Neemar, doesn't say its Chelev gets burnt on the Mizbech, Ela Chelbam. So what's that about? So Liman al Bechor Meister Pesach, Shatan, Matan Dam, Memrun, Gav Mizbech, says Rabbi Yosef Glili, you're looking at a pasuk in the Torah that says that Ach Bechor, Shor, Bechor, Kesef, Bechor, Ez, and you think that whole pasuk is about Bechor? Once it starts saying Damam, Chelbam, that pasuk is about everything. It's about, not everything, it's about Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach. So that's how I know that Meiser and Pesach also requires a Matan Dam. Meiser and Pesach also requires Haktaras Emunim on the Mizbech. And therefore, the Pasuk of Dam Zvechach Yishafech is still free to teach me that only a single Matan Dam is Ma'akev. For Rabbi Yishmael, Haikra Mapik Leilachi, Mapik Leilachi. And Rabbi Yishmael asks the Gemara, Rabbi Yishmael, who uses Dam Zvechach Yishafech to tell me that Dam Pesach requires Matan Dam. So what's going on? How can he darshan two things from the same pasuk? He darshins that Dam Pesach has a din of Matan Dam, and that dam that are nitan bezrika shenasan b'shvicha that you yotze, because the brisa that darshins from the dam zvachach yishafech that all the dam that are nitan bezrika that should be bezrika that you do b'shvicha yotze cannot be gone like Rabbi Akiva, because if Rabbi Akiva held that all dam that was nasan b'shvicha yotze, then the shlamim would be included in Karban Pesach that they are also yotze with nesinas damim with shvicha like Karban Pesach. So why does he say the Birch HaPesach doesn't patur the Zevach? So that Brisa must be going like Rabbi Yishmael. So how could Rabbi Yishmael have two drushes from the same Pasuk? Answers Gemara quite simply, Trei Tanai Elibid Rabbi Yishmael. It's two Tanaim reporting differently from Rabbi Yishmael. Each one has a different girsa in Rabbi Yishmael. So the Tana that had the Brisa, the Darshans from the Dam Zvechach Yishafech, that Dam Pesach is Beshvicha, does not learn that all damim that are nasan b'shvicha you yotze, and does not think that Rabbi Yishmael holds a birchsa pesach paters as shel zevach, and the other tana the tana that of the Mishnah Pesachim Kuf Chaf Aleph, the Mishnah at the end of Pesachim that holds that Rabbi Yishmael disagrees with Rabbi Kiva and thinks that the birchsa pesach paters the zevach will not darshan from v'dam zvechach yishafech that the dam pesach has a din b'shvicha. He holds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Dam Pesach has a din of Zrika like the Shlamim. And the Pasuk of Dam Zvechach Yishafech is only about this, that Nitanu b'Zrika Shanasan b'Shvicha Yir Yotze. So now the Gemara says, well, wait a second, let's back up a second. Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, when you're looking at the Pasuk that seems to be talking about Bechar, Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, it's not only about Bechar, because it says Damam, it's Chalbam, it's about Meiser, it's about Pesach. Only Rabbi Shmuel says that pasuk is exclusively about Bechar. So Bishlam the Rabbi Shmuel, Demukum Lekuli B'Bechar. I understand very well, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that pasuk is exclusively about Bechar. Hainu D'Chziv U'B'Saram Yielach. I understand why when it talks about eating the meat of a Bechar, it also uses a plural, because there are different types of Bechar. There's Bechar Eiz, Bechar Kesef. The pasuk itself identifies different types of animals, Bechor Shar, right? Different types of animals. El Rabbi Yossi, Demukim Leinami B'Meiser Pesach. But Rabbi Yossi thinks that whenever the Torah in the pasuk of Bechar switches to plural, it's expanding beyond Bechar. It's talking about other types of karbanos. It's talking about Meiser. It's talking about Pesach. Meiser Pesach Bailam Achlilei Mayim B'Sarim Yelach. So Meiser Pesach, the Bailam of the karban are the ones that eat it. So how could the pasuk say U'B'Sarim Yelach? Yelach means you the Kohanim. That how could it say B'Sarim Yelach if that's not true? In the plural, Rabbi Yossi Aglili learns that whenever it goes to plural, it's talking about Meiser and Pesach and not just Bechar. But by Meiser and Pesach, it's not B'Sarim Yelach. The Kohanim don't get to eat it. So it says Gemara, no. Echotam v'echad balmum. When it says damam, when it says chalbam, that's saying not just bechar, also ma'aser pesach. When it says bisaram yelach, that's only about bechar, but two different types of bechar. A bechar tam and a bechar balmum. Limer al bechar balmum, shenita l'koin, shalom atzina l'bekal ha-tarukula. And this teaches me something that's totally unique in kal ha-tarukula, that a bechar balmum gets given to a kohen, that the meat of a bechar balmum is given to a kohen. We don't find that anywhere else in the Torah. What does it mean we don't find that anywhere else in the Torah? Rashi says it means that nowhere, there's no other pasuk that teaches me that the meat of a bechar balmum gets given to a kohen. Tosa says that can't be what that phrase means, because then every time we have any drasha from a pasuk, it should always say shalom atzinu lo bekala terukula, because every drasha from a pasuk only appears once, right? That's otherwise we'd be asking kashas. Why do I need the Torah to tell it to me multiple times? So the Torah says, no, it's just so unusual that psulei hamakdashim gets given to a kohen. Meaning in the klalim of psulei hamakdashim, normally psulei hamakdashim doesn't get given to a kohen. For Rabbi Shmuel, who explains ubesar miyalach blash. And Rabin to talk about three types of bechar and not about a balmum. So nafkele mi l'chayiyya de seifa. He'll darshan from l'chayiyya in the seifa that even that gets given to a kohen. So it says Gemara Vayta Bishlam l'Rabbi Yossi Aglili d'mukle nami ma'aser pesach. I answer very well according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili that the pasuk about bechar is not only talking about bechar, it's talking about ma'aser pesach as well. Haynu d'chsiv lo tifta kikoda shem. That we learn from there that a tamura of ma'aser and pesach that doesn't get brought in the mizbeach because it says koda shem. Haim craven, vein tamurasim craven. That only the carbon itself gets brought on the mizbeach, but a tamura that you make for it does not get brought on the mizbeach, because the pasuk is talking about ma'aser and pesach as well. So you see that tamura of ma'aser and pesach also doesn't get brought on the mizbeach. Ditnan, because we have a mishnah that tamuras becharu ma'aser hein atzm hein the tamura of a becharu ma'aser, the tamura themselves uvlad vladan and their offspring at sof kol ha'olam, and no matter how many generations harei. They have the status of Bechor Meiser that you cannot bring them on the Mizbeach. You have to wait till they develop a mum. Ve'achlu b'mum in the Bailim. And then the Bailim eats them once they develop a mum. So you see that Tamuris Meiser is not brought on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara brings that even the Gabe Pesach, we see that Tamur is not brought on the Mizbeach. Utnan, Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Shamati, She Tamuris Pesach Kreva, Utamuris Pesach Eina Kreva. He said, I have a tradition that a Tamur of Karban Pesach is brought on the Mizbech, and I have an alternate tradition that it's not brought on the Mizbech, and ainly the Farish. I don't remember when it is and when it isn't brought on the Mizbech. So the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim explains that if it became a Tamura before the Hakravas HaPesach, the Tamura is not Hukrav, because before the Hakravas HaPesach, it's still Omeid L'Shem Pesach. So it turns out that it's a real Tamuras Pesach, and Tamuras Pesach is not Kreva. But if it only became a Tamura after the Hakravas HaPesach, a Chabura lost its carbon pesach, and they got a different behema in its place. And after they brought the different behema in its place, they found the first one, and they do a tamura on that first one onto this other animal, this chulin animal. That tamura is brought on the mizbeach, because the carbon pesach, once pesach is already over, just becomes a carbon shlamim. So it's not really a tamura pesach; it's a tamura shlamim. But you see that from these mishnayos that a tamura pesach and a tamura meiser are not brought on the mizbeach. So according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, I get that, because it says kodesh heim in the pasuk about Bechar, and I know that the pasuk about Bechar is not only about Bechar, it's also about Meiser and Pesach. So it makes sense that you're going to have Mishnayos that tell me that a Tamuris Meiser and Tamuris Pesach are not brought on the Mizbech, because the pasuk by Bechar says that a Tamuris Bechar is not brought on the Mizbech, and that pasuk is not only about Bechar. El Rabbi Shmuel, demukle kulei b'Bechar. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, that pasuk is only about Bechar, Meiser Pesach l'Krevi Tamuras Minalei. How is he going to know that you don't bring a Tamuris Meiser or a Tamuris Pesach on the Mizbeach? So Meiser Gomer Avara Mibuchar. He has a Gzer Shava of Avara from Bechar, that it says Va'avarta Kol Peta Rechem by Bechar, and it says by Meiser Kol Asher Ya'avor Tachas HaShavet, so you see that Lashon of Avara. And Pesach, how do I know the Tamuris Pesach is not brought on the Mizbeach? That's Mefurash. It says Kesef, Matam Lomer in Kesef. Why does it say Kesef? L'Rabus Tumuris Pesach, Achara Pesach, Shetikrav Shlamim. That tells me that a Tumuris HaPesach, that you did the Tumura after Pesach yachal ready, you bring it as a shlamim. Yachal af lefnei Pesach kein. You might think that it's Muras Pesach even before Pesach, before you've been makriv of the Pesach, could still be brought on the Mizbeach. Tamalomar, who? That's why it says Zevach Pesach, who la Hashem? That who tells me that only the Pesach itself is brought on the Mizbeach, but a Tmuras Pesach is not brought on the Mizbeach. Fine. So the structure of today's daf was, we said, how do I know that a single matan dam is the only thing that's ma'akev? So the Gemara said, oh, easy. Dam zvachach yishafech. We said, what are you talking about? I have three other halachos I need to learn from dam zvachach yishafech. We said, oh, those three halachos are only according to this Tana and that Tana and that Tana, but all the other Tanaim will learn from dam zvachach yishafech only a matan dam. They only need one matan dam. So it says, well, okay, but what about those three Tanaim that we just went through in the whole daf? Where did they learn that only a single matan dam is ma'akev? All the Tanaim that use it for some other drasha, how do they know the din in our Mishnah? The din that even though you require four matnas dam by a carbon chatos and two matnas dam by all the other karbanos on mizbeach chiton, but if you do only one, that already achieves kapara, that already accomplishes what you need to accomplish. So where did they get that from? They hold like Beis Hillel that it's true of a Karban Chatas as well, and whatever the source is by a Karban Chatas, they learn it from a Karban Chatas. So as long as Beis Hillel has a valid source that it's true by a Karban Chatas, then everything else is going to be able to be learned from that. So what exactly is Beis Hillel's source that it's true by a Karban Chatas? That we'll get to. But they hold like Beis Hillel that there is such a source by a Karban Chatas. Okay, so Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the sugya of Yesh Eim LeMikra and Yesh Eim LeMesaras. Everyone have a great day.